Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
My name is Wes Otis. Welcome to Agent's Dossier, episode number 35. I am here with some wonderful players. Let's introduce them real quick. Let's start with Mac.
Hey, y'all. I am Mac, but today I am playing Wanda Sims, who might be in some measure of trouble right now.
Hi, I am Pooja, playing Robin Porter, who absolutely refuses to lose another member of her team. 100%. Will not happen.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I'm playing Maggie Cortez. She's pretty sure she can research her way out of all of this.
Hello, I've been playing Norman Morales, and he's kind of along for the ride at this point. There's just only so many more surprises that can happen, right?
Don't tempt fate. Say that.
It's sarcasm. It's sarcasm.
Why, that must be a challenge. Let's talk about a recap. So in the last game, you figured out that Omar and the husbands, the other two, Roderick and Pete, had been basically, how do I put it?
Blackmailed
and also used as almost guinea pigs for these spider creatures to maybe feed on. They were all basically thrust into being a part of a spider cult that their wives had called forth this god, and the god gave them babies to feed until they became adult versions. And then you're not sure past that what the next part of this. And the wives had started doing things like bringing the babies to cows and trying to buy meat and killing people they don't like at the school. And now they're talking about expanding their horizons to people who they don't know, just to feed these babies so that the mother spider does not get too upset with them. The husbands are trying to, at least from Omar's point of view, you haven't talked to Pete, but Pete looks like he's pretty badly infected with whatever venom they leech out. Omar was bitten. His leg has already started to atrophy and change, and he's just trying to protect his kids. You have not set eyes on Roderick yet, so you have no idea what situation Roderick is in. The cleanup crew from Delta Green came in and cleaned up the apartment of Omar. It's still, I believe it's Friday afternoon before the basketball game. So the basketball game's gonna happen in a couple hours. During your encounter with the spider that was living inside of Omar's place, and you believe the other baby is with Roderick, unfortunately Wanda was bit, and she seems to be getting some changes. Her hand suddenly started to be able to see behind her, and a little eyeball, like a spider eye, has popped up there just on the side of her hand, and she can see through it. And she's also noticing a couple of long, black, really stiff hairs on the back of her neck. So you contacted Delta Green, you told them about Roderick's place, and then two of the spider creatures have been dealt with. The other one is at the abandoned apartment building. You were gonna go to the abandoned apartment building to see if the book was there to be able to reverse whatever the hell these PTA moms have unleashed on the world. You also know that there is someone from Phantom X looking into them, and they have been spotted at areas around the city. So, yeah, so there we go. I'm gonna have to recut all of that because I forgot so much. So it's the afternoon and Wanda has just found out that an eye has appeared on her hand. Let's start with a resolve roll for Wanda.
Oh.
Nine.
Didn't make it.
Didn't Agent Jackson say that? Who did she tell, like, basically, we might have to take Wanda out?
Oh, that was
Robin. Okay.
Robin.
That was me.
I couldn't remember, yeah.
Like, that if her blood percentage of spider to human went over 50%.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to turn her in, which, no. I mean.
Don't turn in Brundlefly.
I didn't tell them, no. But I'm perfectly willing to just not do that. I refuse to do that. I have lost too many people already. Yesenia is still in the hospital again. Delta Green has taken enough from me.
You take 8 points, speaking of losing. Eight points.
My God.
Ouch.
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 I just had a flashback to bacon.
That's the next like, show.
Okay. So what happens if you're under your breaking point?
We don't use breaking point because we are doing resolve check.
Got it. Okay.
You're already at your breaking point. You're a brand new character. How many resolve points do you have?
36.
Oh, my God. Robin, you might lose another. All right. So you need to roll a luck roll right now. And you want to stay under 50%. 50% or under.
Yeah, right. These dice hate me. I got a 48.
See?
Oh, wow.
They don't hate you that much. So
just
you
barely,
are
barely, though.
You are able to maintain control. You are freaking out a little bit, but it's up to you how you want to role play this. You don't freeze or run away or any of that stuff. So the floor is yours.
I put my hands in my pockets.
Okay. Goes dark.
Good.
All right. And unfortunately, because it doesn't have an eyelid, it's just open all the time.
Yeah, I am aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's
nasty. That's nasty.
Do you tell anybody about this?
No. No, I don't think I really want to share that information at this present time.
So you're the jerk character in the zombie movie that gets bit and doesn't tell anyone until it's too late. Got it. Okay.
No, it's not that bad. It's just a flesh.
Just a little eyeball.
It's just a little eyeball.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We're all fine here.
In this case, we know she's been bitten, at least.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just a mandible. It's okay. It gets worse and worse. All right. So where do you all want to go next, then, is the question. Are you going to the apartment building, or you want to skip forward to the basketball game?
I mean, I'd kind of like to go back to Bree's house, because I think at this point, we know Bree will be at the basketball game.
Yeah.
So that's our best chance at searching her house without her being there.
Right. And we just have to look out for Pete.
Spider Pete.
Who's, yeah, however far gone his blood percentage is, probably pretty far.
Yeah, it did not look good.
Yeah, so this time going in with weapons, but maybe not just a gun. No, there's not going to be kids there at all. Right, yeah.
No, because the kids are at Bree's parents' house.
Good, good. That's what I was worried about.
They sent the kids away once people started changing.
Yeah, that's a good idea, you know, rather than keeping your kids in a house with giant spiders.
Wow, it's the best parenting they've done so far.
Yeah, that's so sad.
That's a low bar.
So, yeah, let's go to the Pete and Bree's.
All right, so you wait a few hours. The basketball game starts around 7 at night, so it's dark out, and you drive up. You don't have to roll for it, Norman. You notice right away that the white Cutlass is parked down the street on the opposite section, and there doesn't seem to be anybody inside of the car.
I immediately point that out. Looks like our Phantom News friends might be around. Can we do a search for sneaky humans around the house if we see any people?
See any people moving around?
Yeah.
That'd be like alertness.
Mm-hmm. Alertness or, yeah. Or
yeah, you can all make an alertness roll. And I, if you use your hand, Mac, I'll give you an extra 20%.
Sure, I'll use it like a periscope.
Does it have night vision?
She's going like this, like she's waving from a carriage as she goes to her coronation.
Yes, hello!
Rolled a 12 under my 33.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I didn't need spider hand. I rolled a 4.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I could have used spider hand, but it still wouldn't have helped. I rolled an 82 over my 40.
Oof.
Yeah, I rolled a 60 over my 22.
I am blissfully unaware of anything. I'm la, la, la.
I left my glasses at home, but I saw the car.
Two of you are on it. The other two are not. You see a woman with long black hair and light pale skin. And that's all you can make out from the area. She seems like she's dressed in all black. And she is next to the house, kind of near one of the windows next to the bushes. And you can tell right away, this is an amateur who's trying to sneak around somebody's house and doesn't know what the hell they're doing because she's in fake ninja clothes. So what do you all want to do?
Well, after it's been pointed out to my blurry eyes, I'm like, oh, that might be Jessica. In which case, does anyone have high intimidation? I think we could probably scare her off.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about, like, coming at her as if it was a plainclothes police officer. You know, somebody called me in. You know, there was somebody creeping around the bushes. Flashlight in her eyes kind of thing.
Is that what you want to do, or?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I have nothing to make me look more official.
Yeah.
I've got persuade out the ass, so hopefully that helps.
Yeah, that'll definitely help. We've established that you all have multiple identities that you can kind of pull from. I'm sure local police officer is probably one that you would have that just for, like, if they searched very deep, it wouldn't hold up. But, you know, you have, like, a fake badge or something and maybe, like, a little box of them in the back of the car. So you grab your ID. How do you approach this? Because here's the question. If Pete's inside and you walk up and you make a ruckus outside, are you going to alert him?
I mean, there's a chance, but we also need this girl to piss off, so.
Okay.
I'm going to approach quietly, but like flashlight in her eyes kind of thing. So it gets near my face so she can't really see me as much as I can see her.
Okay. So when you get up to her, sure enough, yes, it is Jessica, and she sees you coming, tries to, like, blend into the side of the wall and doesn't do a good job, and you flash the light in her face because you know right where she's at. What do you say?
Ma'am, I believe you might be trespassing.
Officer?
Clearly.
She goes, I'm with the press. I'm here investigating a story.
I don't believe that that gives you the right to be on people's private property.
No, probably not. I'll leave. I'm sorry. You get the sense that she definitely doesn't want to be arrested because that would cause more problems than it's worth. And she knows that she's in the wrong, but you're not sure if she's going to leave or if she's going to sit in her car and watch what's going on. She says, I'll leave.
Quick side thing. While that's happening, I want to put a tracker on her car from the rental.
Oh, sure. I need a stealth roll for that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right, let's see. I only have 10s, but all right. What is my stealth? It is 31.
Okay.
Yeah, 31. Oh, okay. This shouldn't count, though, because I just used 2 tens dice, and so I got a 70, but it's like, which one would I count as the tens? Should I reroll?
Well, reroll it.
Yeah, let me reroll
it. Reroll it and call which one, like, you say which color or whatever is going to be your 10.
This will be my single digit, and this will be my double digit.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. No, still didn't make it. Shit. Yeah, no. Missed it by, but yeah, that's 56 over my 41. Well, whatever.
Aww.
Well, not whatever. That actually, I think this is one of my first good moves.
Okay, so you get over there, you put a tracking device on, and then you make it back. And a few moments later, unless you're going to detain her more, or you're just going to let her walk away?
I am going to say, I suggest you move on outside of this neighborhood if you are caught causing any more disturbances, I will have to take you in.
I won't do any more disturbances, but I'm allowed to be here as a investigator. I can stay on public property. That's not against the law.
I am aware of that. I'm just letting you know that we have a very strong neighborhood watch in this area. And unfortunately, sometimes they get a little exuberant. So it might be better to move on to another area.
So give me a persuade roll. This is where that persuade comes in.
Because I really want her to go all the way away. I got a 7 under my 70.
Damn.
So you're getting all the good rolls at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, got so it. We'll see you later. It'll be great.
Yeah. She goes, all right, I'll move along. She goes out to her car, stays there for about a minute, and then drives off. And the tracker begins to work.
Do I know I failed?
Nope.
Like, damn, that was a sloppy job. I hope it doesn't come bite me in the ass.
No, you don't know you failed.
How is she going to outsmart me? I'm NSA.
Now the coast seems to be relatively clear. There's nobody else on the street. What's the plan to approach this house?
Can we look at what's the security situation like? Do they have, you know, a ring camera, security bars on the windows, or, you know?
No, they don't actually. And that kind of makes sense. I mean, you don't want to trip a security system accidentally, have cops show up to your house where there might be a hybrid spider creature and its baby just chilling. So that's usually not a good idea. They might have a security sign out front, but no actual security inside. So, but no, there's no security.
My inclination is to pick the lock and let ourselves in, but that's just me.
I think we should move the car around if there's any place to put it where it can't be seen from the street in case she, what's her face comes back?
Jessica?
Yeah.
Or Bree?
Anyone. Either.
Or anyone?
Any of them.
The ubiquitous she.
She.
I find it interesting that all the husbands have been bitten, but none of the wives.
That we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. True.
Yeah, have we even seen... We saw them, all three, normal at the apartment, right? Okay.
Yes, they all seem to be bite-free, normal, at the apartment.
Okay.
Yes.
Just kind of makes me wonder if deals were made.
Oh, yeah, husband as sacrifice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty typical. Anyway.
Yeah, it feels like par for the course, really. Not to mention since they were trying to leave with all the money.
I mean, that's what I would do. I mean...
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I think Omar had mentioned that they got into this situation not knowing what they were getting into. And now all of a sudden everything is way too... They're in over their heads and they're making decisions, rash decisions, to keep themselves from getting caught up in the web. So you pull the car around to like the next block and park it. Let me give you some explanation of what the street looks like at this very point. There is one light on at the second floor of this house, of Bree's house. There is a car in the driveway. It is a little sports car, probably a BMW. And the other SUV that you saw Bree driving around in is gone. The street in general is well lit. There are lampposts every 10, 15 feet. And there does not seem to be a lot of activity outside. It is late fall at this point, I believe. So it is cool outside right now. California cool, probably in the 60s. Their house is a two-story house. There are windows all around. All of the windows have their shades up, which is not out of the ordinary when it gets dark. There is no cellar or anything like that, but there might be an attic. It's possible because it is a gabled roof. So that's the situation. You park the car. Sneaking up to the house, I won't make you make a stealth roll. It's breaking into the house without making too much noise that will require a stealth roll. So there's a front door, a back door, and a side door.
So many doors.
Yeah, it's a big house. It's not a small house. It's probably a 4 to 5 bedroom house from what you can tell. So it's, you know, 2,500 square feet. It's pretty big in two stories. Pick which door you'd like to try to go through.
Door number one, there is the prize of a massive spider person.
I'm thinking probably the side door, if that has the most coverage to it. You know, it's probably along like a fence or something, so.
Right. Well, and I should be clear. The side door is off the garage. So they have the house, then the garage, and the side door's on the garage, so.
Still might be the best because it's the furthest from him to potentially where he's at. So if the second floor light is on, it might give us some distance and less chance for making too much noise. I mean, I guess I could roll for it. I might boff it, seeing as I got two really good rolls in a row.
Or you can get a great one. Yeah.
With that extra eye you've got, you can really, like, look closely at the door as
you are loving this way too much, Wes.
You are so evil.
I
but
am.
Sure. How much bonus does that give me?
I'll give
myself?
You a plus 20 because I'm being a dick. Mm. So.
Okay.
I'll give you that plus 20.
I got a 32 under what would be 70.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
okay.
Nice.
So you click it open and you open it up slowly. I'm going to count that as also your stealth roll to get into the place. I'm not going to make you all make a ton of stealth rolls. We're probably going to make one or two. This first one is just to get into the house. So going through, getting into the house, and then we'll, if we need to do another one later, I'll have you do another one later. So for right now, everybody give me a stealth roll.
You want another one from me?
No, you're cleared. You're fine.
Thinking I should have stayed in the car.
Yeah, I should have too.
38 under my 41.
Nice.
Wait a minute. I just got all zeros.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's 100.
No.
Shit.
Yeah,
that's
bad. What? No,
yeah,
I cursed myself.
Not good. Yeah.
No. I got zero. Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, the first time I got that, I was like, yes. And everyone around me was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And I changed the dice, too, so it'd be easier for me to read just for me to get that. Cool.
Well, that's easy to read. Three big zeros.
Yep. Did I just break my leg and fall out the door? Like, what? How did I critically fail?
I mean, like, I failed, but it wasn't a crit, so.
Wow.
Okay. 72 over my 51.
That's funny. Okay.
Somebody tied our shoelaces together.
Yeah. Or there's just a landmine. It kind of makes sense. Spider-Man's monster. I don't know. Okay. Protection. Well, I'm prepared to die if I have to.
Prepared to die.
I see the little prayer hands.
Yeah. It's like, honestly, Norman, you're kind of boring. I need a new character. Let's go.
Oh, jeez.
That's just so I feel better if it happens. I'm just preparing myself.
Poor Norman. He's done so much. All right. So Wanda gets in with no issue. Robin, you're not far behind. You go in.
And then we brought the Marx brothers.
And then the other two go in. And as Norman's coming through the door, he trips on the door frame and hits this trash bin that's made out of rubber with a bunch of tools in it. And it falls over, and then Maggie makes a similar problem with hitting the car, and the car alarm starts going off, and there's just all of this ruckus going on around all of you. All of a sudden, all these lights start going on, and you hear the sound of someone, something, moving through the house very quickly down towards the garage. What do you want to do?
I would like to hide, like, whichever way the door swings, I want to be in, like, that gap, so when he comes in, I could potentially attack if I needed to.
All right. Where are you going to go, Robin?
I'm going to go with Wanda, I guess.
So you're both going to try to get behind this door?
Find your own hiding place.
This is true. I'm just bad at things. Is there shelving in here?
Yes, there's shelving. There's big racks. There's a bunch of bins and things. And then there's also tools and...
Okay, great. I'm going to go behind one of the racks.
Okay, so you hide behind a rack.
And that way I can tip it over onto someone if necessary.
That's definitely an option. Maggie.
I'm hiding behind the pool toys and...
Okay.
You know, because there's going to be a whole bunch of pool noodles somewhere.
All right. Finally, Norman.
Well, the car alarm going off is, like, insane. So I'm thinking I might try to smash the window to just, like, take care of that. We're already fucked, or I'm fucked, so might as well not have the car alarm going off. If it's possible, I'd like to try to, like, finagle it to... Oh, are there car keys in here? Like, did they hang the car keys on the wall before I do anything insane?
Let's do a luck roll. So you want to get 50% or under.
Or under. Okay. Car keys, come on. Save my ass. Oh, I got a 50 exactly. That's
yay.
Yeah, I'm that's bad. Good.
That's good. Okay. That's good.
I'm like, am I angry? Am I happy?
You're relieved. Yes, there are car keys hanging on a hook next to the door.
Okay, turning off the alarm with that. And if I can just get far away from where the door will probably swing open, that would also be ideal. I don't know if I can do two things at once, but just stand far from the car and turn off the alarm.
Yeah, you hit the car alarm and the car alarm goes off. And give me just a straight up dex check for hiding. This I'm gonna make you do a straight up check.
Okay,
check.
That's one weird thing I invested in. Okay. Woo, please. 26 under my, I think it's 70.
All right, so you hide behind something.
Do they have like an old cutout of a celebrity? I can just, I don't know why that's where my brain went. Just...
like Captain Picard.
Just
make it so. The door swings open and you were expecting Pete to walk out the bottom. But instead, there is this large spider-like creature that comes out on the ceiling, and like it's skittering along the ceiling, and its body is really elongated, and you can see things moving inside of it, almost like it possibly could have more of these creatures growing in it. It's gestating, and random human parts are growing kind of off of it. And then Pete walks out and both these things are looking all around. Everybody needs to make a resolve roll for me.
Oh no. My resolve is so low right now.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did not make it.
I didn't make it.
Okay.
I actually made that one.
I made it. The tides have turned.
So the people who fucked up the stealth are okay.
Are like, we're fine.
All right, so both of you just take 3 points, so you don't react. You don't run away or anything like that. You stay in your hiding space, but you take a bit of a hit. And this thing is looking around. It looks like maybe a third of a size bigger than the last creature that you hit with the car. Okay, so this might be the oldest of the babies. And definitely looks like it is possibly creating more or about to create more. And Pete looks around the room and he starts to walk over towards the open door. And he's standing in front of the open door. And Wanda's standing behind the door in this big ass two-car garage. He's looking around. He grabs the door handle of the door to shut it. What do you want to do, Wanda?
Surprise attack.
Oh, that's fine. That's...
Yeah. Yeah, unarmed combat is one of the higher skills I took.
All right, so go ahead and give me an unarmed combat and let me know what you get and if you're successful.
Oh, shit. I got an 89 over my 60.
And there it is.
Ooh. I told you, yeah, it was going to be like, rolls are great until they're not.
Mm-hmm. I got a 7, I got a 4, I got an 87. Yep.
So it could be worse. It could be an 88.
True.
Yeah.
All right. He shuts the door and you lunge at him. To explain what Pete looks like, his skin is this very deep gray. It is obviously changed quite a bit. He has black little eyes that have popped out all over his face and his throat. He has on a shirt, but you can tell that there are small mandibles or something growing out from like little pincers. So he is probably, Robin, if you were to guess as a doctor, probably about 80% spider blood at this point. Pretty bad. And he opens his mouth up and he's got partial human teeth and partial spider fangs and hisses at you as you lunge forward. And he's going to try to knock you down to the ground. So you can make a dodge roll. Hey, Leona. Otherwise, he's going to knock you to the ground.
I did not succeed on my dodge roll.
All right, so you just take 1 point as you're knocked down to the concrete floor. We are now in combat, so we should go into initiatives. So, Wanda, I believe you have 65, right, for your dex?
Yeah.
Maggie, you have 55?
Correct.
Robin, what do you have?
70.
Robin's the quick one. And then Norman?
70.
Wow, Norman, I forgot you guys had...
We are very quick. So we can run away very fast.
Okay. Robin and Norman go simultaneously. So you all pick, it happens at the same time. So whichever one of you wants to go first, let me know what you're going to do. If you want to hold your action, you can also hold your action.
So this is a situation where, okay, so he's still up and there's another spider baby creature-y thing.
Creature on the ceiling.
On the ceiling. Cool. I am going to try to pick up I'm trying to think of what I have in my garage that could make effective weaponry.
Well, I did knock down all the tools. So
yeah.
Just pick a tool.
Yeah, I'm going to pick a shovel because everybody's got a shovel.
Everybody does have a shovel.
And I am going to try to thwack.
The baby or Pete?
So my garage is like, if something was on the ceiling, there's zero way I could reach it.
The roof is not that high.
Like a scissor lift. Okay.
So I get what you're saying is that some garages have the really high. This is one of the like box garages where it's probably 8 feet at most.
Oh, awesome. Perfect. I'm going to try to smack the spider off the ceiling and back towards Pete, ideally.
Okay, cool. So yeah, Pete's on the side of the garage where you guys came in, and the spider creature is coming through the door that is connected to the house. So they're on the opposite side of the garage. So you want to try to hit the spider to go back into the house?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a better plan than what I was planning.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify what you were attempting to do. I believe there's a melee weapon, so let's use that.
There is.
Go for it.
Come on, dice. Don't fail me now. Oh, it's a 28 under my 31.
Ooh. Nice. By the way, all the failed rolls, make sure you're putting a check next to
Oh, yeah. I'm racking up those check marks.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
All right. So you smack this thing in the head. Roll a d6 for me and let me know how much damage you do. Shovel to the face.
A very middling 3.
All right, so the next to go is Norman.
Okay, so at the same time that she's throwing or hitting this guy with the thing with the shovel.
Yeah, she's smacking it with the shovel.
Right, on the ceiling. We got Pete. Well, I will make use of my spilled tools of my horrible mistake. And let's see if we can get as many wrenches in my hand as possible. And I also want to throw them like throwing stars.
Dodge a wrench.
If you can dodge a wrench, yeah. You can dodge a ball.
Well, don't dodge this one. Thank you.
I like this idea that like as simultaneously, Robin and Norman like look at each other, look at the tools and just dash in.
Well, you either do that or you die. So I think that's good thinking.
I've had too many good rolls. I'm scared now.
Welcome to my world.
Like, I always like saying shush.
Don't.
So they don't really have a throw skill. So let's just, I will be nice and I will let you use your dex.
What? Damn.
See, I'm not always mean. I do nice things.
Thank you. I feel like this is my redemption, you know? It's like, okay, I took the lemons. We're making lemonade. Let's go. All right. I should have said that before I rolled. All right, let's see. Okay, no, we're okay. 37 under my 70. It's go time.
All right. So you huck a couple of these large wrenches at this thing. I'm going to let you roll a d6 as well. So you slam into the thing, and it's starting to back into the house.
Probably was just like, we thought it was a rat. What's going on?
We were watching Netflix together. This is terrible.
I just imagine them being like spider bros on the couch.
Just hanging out. Just stating. Okay. So next up, I believe, is Wanda.
Well, it worked out so great last time, so let's do it again. Another unarmed combat roll against Pete. I'm going to try and take him down.
Okay, so you're on the ground. You're kind of prone. Pete's legs are next to you, so you're going to try to sweep his legs out from underneath him?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Dice don't fail me now. No, dice don't fail me now. I got a 6.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, you sweep his legs and he falls on the ground. So that's your turn. Next turn, you can get up and attack him, or you can pull your weapon and shoot.
I don't carry a weapon because I don't have points in doing weapon stuff.
Maybe somebody needs some training.
No, because I'm an expert in unarmed combat, goddammit. That was the whole point.
Well, you can get up and unarmed combat him in the face.
Poke him in the eyes.
That brings us to Maggie. Maggie,
all the eyes. Yes.
Is there any bug spray in this garage?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Please say yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'll say yes for cinematic reasons.
Okay. So I grab the bug spray and I start spraying it like at the baby's face to try and get it to go away back into the house.
Okay. Well, that's a really odd thing. So I'll give you a dex roll for that. I mean, it's not a hard thing to do, but I think it's just getting, you know, close enough to spraying it and not accidentally spraying Norman.
Yeah.
Or actually, Robin. Go ahead. This has been very enjoyable, I will say.
No, I will say... I did not make the roll, but I will say that it's probably spraying back in my face.
Oh, no.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 90.
Oh!
Yeah. You had the nozzle the wrong direction.
I had the nozzle the wrong way.
So, yeah, there's just this cloud of bug spray in the air. All right. So now it is Pete's turn. Pete's action is going to be trying to scramble up to his feet.
Unacceptable.
He's getting up to his feet, but that's the only thing that he can do. So he starts to get up. The next is the baby's turn. The baby is going to go back inside the house, starts to skitter off into the darkness. So it disappears into the house. And we come back to Norman and Robin.
As soon as it's moving backwards, go in to shut that door so that we're only dealing with Pete.
Okay, cool. All right, great. That's a great idea. So you shut the door. Robin.
Okay, that shovel has worked pretty well for me so far. And Pete's on the ground now. So shovel to the face.
Pete's starting to get up. But yeah, I'll give you a plus 20% to hit Pete.
Shovel to the important parts of Pete.
Yeah. Where are those now?
Where are those now?
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit. I rolled an 11.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
So explain to me how you hit Pete, and I'll give you double damage. I'll give you 12 points of damage on Pete for this hit.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that Pete, with his weird mix of spider and human teeth, has really freaked me out, and I don't appreciate it in any way, shape, or form. Also, bites are bad, so I take the shovel directly to his face.
All right, so I want to set this up. Wanda's on the floor, about to get up. Pete is standing over Wanda, maybe like 4 feet as he's getting up off the ground. Robin comes around the back, swings as hard as possible, hitting Pete in the back of the head. There's a bit of resistance for a moment, but then it goes straight through the spider Pete's head, and it explodes in this big yellow ball of goo that rains all over the area, including Wanda, and it smells terrible.
No, thank you.
Oops.
And then the body just falls to the ground, decapitated.
Never gonna get it out of these clothes.
At least I didn't blow us all up this time.
Yeah.
Pete is dead. Pete is no longer with us. He is gone.
Good.
All right. So what do you all want to do now?
We're out of combat?
You're out of combat for right now because the spider baby is in the house doing full retreat and Pete is dead.
I want to take 16 showers.
I'm going to reach down to help Wanda up.
Okay.
Semi-apologetically.
The way that I'm seeing Wanda is almost like Big Trouble in Little China. He's always like getting into stuff and like the worst stuff is happening to him as the game is.
He fails every role.
Oh, I know. He has such good intentions and then he just boffs
every time.
So what is the plan? You've got this baby that's relatively large in this house. God knows how badly the infestation is, and it looks like it might be able to reproduce eggs on its own. So
now can we set shit on fire? Can we burn the...
No, we have to find the book. We have to find the book.
I have been thinking about that.
No, if you don't want to be a spider person, if you don't want to be Pete, and no one wants to be Pete.
Because Pete did.
Yeah. Pete's bone structure had gotten to the point where a shovel could go through his entire head. So that's not good.
No.
Let's not be Pete.
Well, first I'm going to barf forever, and then we should probably go into the house.
Maybe they have, like, you know, one of those weird Midwestern mudroom shower things.
In Fresno?
Even though they're in Fresno?
A girl can dream.
I don't understand how the West works either.
They might have a laundry room with a sink at least.
Right. Or at least some like earthquake water. You know, it is California.
Oh my God, is there earthquake water? I'm totally...
There's earthquake water.
Okay. Yeah, just dump it on you.
FBI agent wet t-shirt contest, go.
Which is really disappointing because you're in a suit. Anyway.
I know, right?
God, this is the most boring thing ever. It's just black polyester. Anyway.
Wow, it's not even a good suit.
It's not even a good suit. So you pour a bunch of this water because there is their laundry room is in garage.
I need some of this off of me.
So you get this off of you and you can hear this thing in the house moving all about and making noises.
Before we go further in, can we glance around to see if anybody showed up after all that noise? Should we make sure we're alone? At least, like, I don't know, look out and see if that cutlass is gone for real, for real.
The cutlass is gone. You take a look out. And luckily so far, it seems like no one's noticed the noise going on. Also, I'm willing to bet that if it's like any other California neighborhood, it'd have to be a pretty bad, horrible noise, like really loud for anybody to say anything. So
fair enough.
It's like, is it a gunshot? Nope. Okay.
Yeah, none of you fired a weapon and the car alarm was only on for a few seconds. They have to be on for hours before people are like, all right, what the fuck?
Yeah. All right, we lucked out. Okay. That's
so, but time is of the essence because you don't know what this thing is gonna do.
Is there like a propane torch or something in here?
Back to the...
No, for the spider. I'm not setting the whole house on fire. I want to set the spider on fire. If it's full of babies, we're going to want to fry them.
Yeah, because if you've ever stepped on a pregnant spider, the babies just go everywhere.
Yeah, especially if they're already moving around.
Why do you know this?
That's a thing.
Because I've had it happen. It's disgusting.
It's like they're not... It's like the spider's not pregnant at that point, but the babies are like, are on... Yeah, but I guess for Pooja's knowledge, yeah. Just be like, to be fair, they're not pre-born babies, like running around.
Obviously, Pooja wants to know more about this from the look on her face. This is a Wikipedia thing she will have to look up now.
Okay, yeah. I'm just like, okay. Oh, God, how are we going to find a book in a house of spiders without burning them is a good question.
Well, you have that thing of bug spray, so that could take out the tiny ones at least, right?
Yeah, it's not just like a little can, is it? How much bug spray is in here?
It's probably a normal size can that you didn't empty it or anything. It's probably got one or two more uses in it, but it's not like a Orkin fucking, you know, container thing that you pump and then spray everywhere.
And was there a propane torch, like one of, not like a big guy, like seriously, like one of those handheld jobbies.
I'll do a luck roll for that.
Might as well, if potentially exists.
I mean, Bree seems like the kind of person who would make creme brulee herself. Like,
I'm going to say that, yes, I rolled a 4. So, yes, there is a little propane torch thing there.
I'm going to grab it.
And I'm going to keep my shovel because it's done pretty well for me so far.
Okay.
And it's covered in the blood of my enemies.
Yeah. I'm thinking, what can I bring in that's helpful at this point?
So you're looking around for anything, and your big fear is that this thing is going to go out the window at some point. So you look outside and you notice that there is a house just across the street and probably 2 doors down that is in the middle of construction. And there is a like one of those earth mover bulldozer things out in front. I'm giving you a gift right now.
It's a gift.
So
Deus Ex Machina.
I've heard your complaints and I've put a large machine there so that
heavy machinery.
Oh, I have an idea, guys. We can get this thing out of the house and into an area where it can be smashed by a giant bulldozer thing. I have it covered.
Nice.
All right. So do you want to go and get the bulldozer?
Yeah, probably should.
And get it set up while they're going in to push this thing out onto the street where you can actually destroy it?
Sounds good, work? Everyone.
All right, cool.
Let's make dreams happen.
All right. Well, actually, this is a good place to stop. Right here, because I think this is a good place to stop. So, because that's such a big scene, I figure it's going to be a massive scene. And if it goes tits up, it's going to be hysterical. So thank you all so much. This was a lot of fun. It was a bit quirky, but I'm fine with that. I think sometimes you need that in your life. Patreon and Ko-fi people, thank you so much for your support. You know where we are. You know where all these wonderful people are. They're going to say their Twitter stuff real quick, just so it's out there. But again, thank you for your support. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter under Saint Spider TV. You guys know the drill. And yeah, just check there for updates if I'm doing any other games by the time this comes out.
Hello, I am Pooja, and you can find me around the internet as Forgotten Saves and on the Happy Jacks RPG back catalog and possibly, you know, streaming a weekly game. Who knows? The future is a mystery.
Hey, y'all. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me everywhere as at Strange Like That.
Hey, I'm Michelle. You can find me on the internets at Michulhu, M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. And you can find my music and Wes's sound effect if you subscribe to the Plate Mill Games catalog through BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mill Games on Twitter. Again, thank you so much for backing the show. And we will see you next month with a huge scene that will, I'm excited to see what happens. So we'll see you next month. Bye, everybody.